Hey everybody, it's Jade Hooper with the Why the Hell Not podcast, you guys, and today I'm so excited to just come to a realization. I want you guys to look at me as like a really good friend, okay? Like your best friend. And this is what I mean by that. A true best friend wouldn't just like pat your head and tell you that everything's okay when it's like certainly not. And sometimes a best friend is here to hold you accountable just as much as I would want you to hold me accountable to. And today I want to ask you this question. How are you working your business? Okay. Now, there are different jobs. I want to just talk about like, come back for a second. Okay. Step back. And I want us to just think about normal jobs, like a 9-to-5 job. Like what? Let's just brainstorm. What different kinds of jobs are there out in the world? We have, you know, your full-time like 9-to-5, okay? So you have your full-time like normal day job. We have people who work, you know, first shift, second shift, third shift, like through the night. So we have full-time jobs. We have part-time jobs. We have seasonal jobs that are normally for like the holiday season. I remember my mom picking up, you know, seasonal jobs at the mall or at Hobby Lobby, you know, where you come in and they just throw you in on the schedule to help make up spaces where, you know, they needed it for the holidays because the holidays are such a busy time. We have commission jobs like being a hairstylist or selling, you know, cars or selling real estate, selling houses on a commission base where depending on the volume of your sale, depending on how much that sale is. So if I was a hairstylist and someone came in, they got a cut, a color, highlights, they got a conditioning treatment, toning, all this stuff. Maybe that service is $350 and that took me X amount of hours. And then the next person that I serviced was a haircut and it was only $50. Obviously what I make on a $300 client is going to be and should be more than a $50 client, right? Like it's not one size fits all. Okay. So there's all these different kinds of jobs where you work for someone else. They're telling you, you know, when to come in to work, when to go home. You're being told what to do. You're a worker bee and that's like great. Some people really thrive in that environment. Okay. So we have this list of just, you know, some jobs and yes, some of you guys might say, well, I'm a nurse and I work 16 hour shifts 3 days in a row or something like that. Okay, great. So, I mean, there's many, many different kinds of jobs, no matter what that may be. Okay. So when you compare, what are you used to? What kind of job have you worked in the past? Maybe you're younger and you've never even really had a job. You were just used to going to school from, you know, 8 o'clock until 3 or 4. You know, you were told like you knew what classes to go to. You were told what homework you're supposed to have. Maybe you worked at a restaurant where you were working like short shifts and you were a waitress and you worked off of tips. So obviously the more tables that you had, the more money that you were going to make, like a really, really common concept. You know, whatever it may be, what are you used to? Okay. Because what we are used to is how we're going to be. This is a habit that has been created in your head, not like on purpose, but we have rituals, you guys, we have rituals. And our rituals are these things that, okay, we have this rhythm. Like I wake up in the morning and first thing I do is some of us scratch our head or we yawn a certain way or we twist a certain way. When we go to bed, we lay on a certain side. We get up, we go to the bathroom. I don't know if you know this, but you literally have, things that you do in this rhythm. Okay. When you go from being employed by somebody on a hourly basis or even your commissional basis, whatever it may be, okay, and you move into the realm of working for yourself, all of a sudden your day opens up, and sometimes we don't know what to do with that. Sometimes we don't know what to do with that day, okay? Especially if you're, maybe you're like me, maybe you work from home, okay? If I had an office that I sat down and sat and worked my business with no kids, no laundry, no this, no that, no distractions, my business would probably be popping. But that's not the reality. The reality is that I determine when I get up. And sometimes I don't even determine it. Sometimes my kids do. Sometimes the everything outside of me is like running rampant. And the more kids you have, husband, animals, whatever it may be, is chaos, and you can only control yourself. But sometimes it feels like here's yourself, and then there's this like gang of everything else that's like overwhelming you and just a lot, right? And then we have, you know, the rest of my day, let's just say. So if, you know, my kids wake up at 6 and then they're just like doing whatever, and we can try to streamline things. We can, you know, pick up the house before we go to bed. We have our clothes picked out, backpacks are packed, lunches are done. They head out side of the road. I can have a routine and I can have a schedule and all this stuff. And then the kids come home and, you know, I'm cooking our meal prep stuff to make life easier. And I'm doing this and we're having fun and we're playing and whatever. And then they go to bed and then I'm picking up and then all this stuff. You can have this great routine, this great list, but there's always going to be distractions, okay? And that's the difference between like working on your own and working at your job. When I worked at the salon, I didn't have distractions. I didn't have kids. I didn't have laundry. It was like I came in, I clocked in, I went into the back, put my lunch in the fridge, went to my station, set everything up, checked out my schedule. Okay, my clients start coming in between my clients. I'm eating or trying to do whatever, or I'm taking more clients and I'm doing this. And I'm just like on this kind of like hamster wheel for 12 hours. And then I go and I take my stuff, I go home, and then it's just like this complete chaos stuff. You guys, it can be very, very hard when you've got all this life, when you feel like you have all this stuff, but you've got to understand that what you have in your hands is like, compare it to literally owning your own brick and mortar store. Treat it that seriously. And you have products on the shelves that aren't going to sell themselves. You've got to put yourself out there. You've got to be excited about what you have. If you have a boutique, you're going to wear your boutique clothes. If you go into Abercrombie, they're wearing Abercrombie clothes. If you walk into Buckle, they're wearing Buckle clothes, right? And the way that you can make even more money and have things pop in, let's say you have a boutique with clothes and you're wearing your clothes, but let's say you have 20 people who are coming in every hour and you can only like have enough time and space to talk to 3 of them. So what do? You hire someone else to come talk to these other people. So that way you're getting sales too. So you can check all of them out, right? Because if you have 20 people standing in a line and you can only do so many people at one time, you're going to end up losing business. So all of a sudden you're able to compile this and grow this. You've got to take care of your people. You've got to do all this stuff. How are you working your business? Are you working this? Like, do you want this to give you a full-time income? What's your goal? Okay. What is your goal? Do you want to make a full-time income? Are you trying to make $500 a month? But even if you're only trying to make $300, $400, $500 a month, if you make that in your first month or two and you've never looked beyond that, you're just going to be done. Like, I just wanted to make $300 one time. But what is outside of that? So the first thing is what's your dream and what's your goal? What do you want to do? Okay, I want to make a full-time income. I want you to, number one, treat this as serious as you would a full-time income, meaning it's not an option. I don't get to call up the salon and say, hey, I fought with my husband today. Hey, you know, it was a rough day with my kids. I can't come. Now when someone's sick and I need to take care of them, yeah, it's a little different. But on a day-to-day basis, I have day-to-day bills. I need gas. I need food in my fridge. I need my electric on. I've got to be able to work my business and treat it full time. Now, the cool thing is that no, like I don't have to work 8 hours a day. I don't, but I need to work it every day. This is my business. This is my boutique. right? If my door is closed, if the sign's off, people can't come in. I'm not going to make sales. I've got to show up. I've got to open my salon, right? I've got my cars are in at my dealership. I got to go out there and I got to talk to the people. Are you working this part-time seasonal? Are you working this depending on your self-esteem? These are real questions that I'm asking you. If you are used to, on a normal basis, waking up and doing this, this, and this because you feel like you don't have a choice, and all of a sudden you start a business that is your choice, it literally is now your choice if you succeed, and your choice if you fail. It's your choice. I've seen people come into this business and completely bomb, or maybe this company. And I've seen them all of a sudden move into another company and they're like killing it. And they say that it was the other company that was wrong, but it's not the truth. Their work ethic was completely different. They're going live every day. They're talking to people. They're doing this. They're excited. They're this and that. When that's just nothing that they did the time before at all. So it wasn't the company was the problem. It was their enthusiasm. It was their showing up every day. It was just everything that they were doing. If you want to make this your full-time income, you've got to treat it serious. You have to make time. You have to make it not optional. You've got to show up when you want to, and you've got to show up when you don't want to. And this is such a mental game too, because you compare yourself. When I was at the salon, I didn't necessarily compare myself. I went to work. I would, study what other people were doing and how they were cutting and how they were coloring and doing all this stuff. But, I wasn't in the comparison game, and comparison will just steal your joy. If you keep your head down and you worry about your own boutique and you're not worrying about how many people are going into the boutique across the way, and you're running yours the best you can, and you're showing up, and you're opening it even earlier so you can service more people, and you're excited, and you're sharing, and you're using, and you're doing all the things. How are you treating your business? Are you treating it like it's a full-time job? Are you treating it like it's part-time? Are you treating it like it's seasonal? Like this is just for a season of your life where you're just like, I kind of need like extra money for my bills maybe. Are you making it optional? We all get the same kit. This is the good thing. This is a harsh truth, but it's a very good thing. The truth is that we all get the same everything. We have the same training. We have the same tools. We have the same products. We have the same business builder kit. It's all the same. So why is this person killing it? Why am I not? It's not because of how they look or the way they dress or because they have a support of this and that. It's their work ethic. So I can't compare myself to the outer layers, judging the book by the cover. I've got to open up the book and I got to look and I got to see what truly is going on in here. Because when you're standing outside your boutique and you turn around and you look, you see a building and you see a door and windows and all this stuff, right? And you look across the street and you see this other boutique and you see their building and their door, their windows. And you're like, I don't understand what they have that I don't have. Like, I don't get it. But what you're not seeing is what's happening on the inside. You're not seeing how late someone is staying up, how often they're showing up, how many times they're following up, how many pop-ups they're doing, how many messages they're sending, how they're training their team. You're not seeing any of that. So if you want your success to be big and just exponential, like huge, you've got to put oomph into it. And you've got to understand that this is your business. This is a business. This isn't it. Like you're not employed. You can't just like going to Jimmy John's, you're making sandwiches, cleaning up, doing whatever, go home. This is your baby. This is your baby. And that's why if you've ever I worked with an owner of a restaurant, and he was like psycho about everything. Why? Because it was his baby, right? If you go and you spend your money on buying a car, you're going to take care of it because you spent your hard-earned money on it. Like, this is your baby. And if someone else borrows it and crashes it or trashes it or, cuts your seats or whatever that is, you would be so pissed. This is my baby. Like, what the hell? I worked hard for this. Exactly. Exactly. You are the key to your success. And like I said, I want to end it with this. You are the key to your success. And success is a choice. Failure is a choice. What are you going to choose?
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.